The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Yesterday, the Louisiana House Criminal Justice Committee heard Speaker Pro Tem Democratic Representative Walt Leger of New Orleans explain how his justice reform and reinvestment bill would save the state money from not locking up so many offenders for so many years.
Our commitment to make a significant reinvestment is really a double down on our policy changes. It's projected that $264 million will be saved over the course of the next decade.
It's all part of an effort to reduce Louisiana's highest in the nation incarceration rate while the state faces budget problems. Leger explained how House Bill 489 savings will be reinvested to create crime prevention, victim recovery, prison alternatives, and rehabilitation programs. The bill now heads to the House floor. Arkansas's Crater of Diamonds State Park near Murfreesboro announced a recent large diamond find from a visitor. Park interpreter Wayman Cox explained how the find occurred.
We had a visitor from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She brought her family to the park for the first time to try to search for diamonds. It was actually a special birthday celebration for her. She's turning 25, and she had known about the park for years, and they decided to come out here after they heard about a 7.4 carat that was found here back in March. She came in after buying tickets and within about 10 minutes found a pretty nice 2-carat diamond.
Wow. That sounds pretty rare because I've heard of people going up there and spending a weekend coming home empty-handed.
It is. It's funny, though, that a lot of our stories that we, you know, tell about these larger diamonds especially are found pretty quickly. You know, it seems to be the theme that, you know, whenever there's a larger diamond found on the surface, it's often found very soon after the people arrive. That's not to say that you won't find one if you don't find it in the first hour or so, but just to say that a lot of the larger ones tend to be kind of a, you know, right place at right time sort of scenario.
Tell us what led up to this recent find. Had it been raining previously?
It had rained 2 or 3 days before, and the field wasn't really wet or muddy or anything, but she had her 1-year-old daughter, and she was didn't want to go too far with her, so she just kind of walked out into the field, and she had read about, you know, the 7-carat diamond found here in March, that the boy had found it, you know, near some heavy gravel in one of the drainage areas. So when she, you know, stepped onto that field, she had that in mind, and she found a culvert where one of our equipment cleanup stations is located, and it empties out into the field. And so she felt like that would be a pretty good place to search. So she just kind of sat down at the end of this culvert and was looking through the gravel, you know, about, like I said, just within a matter of a few minutes, picked up what at first she thought it was just a pretty shiny piece of glass. But it was shiny enough and pretty enough that, you know, she put it in her bag and didn't just throw it away and held on to it until she got it identified later.
Crater of Diamonds State Park is located on Arkansas Highway 301 in Murfreesboro. If you'd like to learn more, go to their website, craterofdiamondsstatepark.com. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area, a 30% chance of rain today. Expect a high temperature of 88 with a low of 73. Currently in Shreveport, it's 75 degrees. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.